down under.
Yeah, I know they will.
What about a turtle that lives on the land? What do you call him?
Well, a turtle, I don't know what you'd call a turtle now. A terrapin is the land.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, okay. Sometimes in the summertime when you're sitting out on the porch, and if you have to have the porch light on, these little butterfly looking things come around the light. What are they?
You mean camouflage?
Yes. And what is it that gets in your winter clothes sometimes when you've got them stored and eats holes in the sweater?
Moths.
Yeah. And the bug that lights up when he flies around.
I don't know what you call that. I always call them a lightning bug, but the right name for them, what is it?
I don't know. Some people in other parts of the country call them June bugs, but now a June bug to me was something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, a June bug is a big old bug that
ties them and legs and you fly around and around.
Ties. We used to tie a piece of sewing thread on one leg and he'd fly. We'd tie the other one to our button, tie the other end of it to our button, and he'd fly around and what about a snake doctor? Do you know what that is?
I saw the big old flies. I call them dragon flies.
Okay. Do you have any kind of hornets around here?
Yes, sir. I don't know. I don't know if there's more than one kind of hornet. There probably are, but anyhow. I'd try to find them for my grandchildren a nest, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And bring them up, save them.
Mm-hmm.
I know Freddie's sisters, they wanted a hornet's nest. And we found one up here on the roadside. We got it, and we saved it 2 or 3 years, and they never did pick it up. Probably Marty didn't care about having it.
Well, they make a fine looking nest. And
there's a bird, I don't know what the name of it would be, but he builds his nest on wood and similar to a dirt gobbler building a dirt gobbler's nest, only he uses trash and feathers.
I seem like I've seen pictures or something, but I don't know what they're called.
Well, there was one down here in the hall of the barn last year. I don't know if it's still there now or not.
And these birds, they dart around just quick. They look like a martin. You know what a martin bird is. But they get about more like a bat than they do.
And they make a nest out of
trash.
A great big old thing, sort of like that big on them.
On a wall or under a joist.
I never did see one until I saw that one down there. And someone building it like
that. Are they just hanging up there like a wasp?
Well, they build it.
They
build it to that.
Yeah.
It's like a dirt gobbler's nest and leave the top open where they can get in it now.
Well, I'm good.
Is that still in the barn?
Yeah.
Well,
a hornet. The hornets come out from the bottom, they leave a little tunnel at the bottom.
Well, what is it that builds a nest in the ground sometimes? Is that a hornet or a yellow jacket?
Well, a yellow jacket's built, and bumblebees sometimes do.
Now, we were clearing some land one time, and I got an axe after an old rotten stump. And I hit that stump about twice, and it seemed like there was 1,000 yellow jackets came out. They'd gotten down in there where the roots used to be, I guess, and they've made a big nest down under the ground there. What about the wasps? You have them around here too, I guess.
Yeah.
They get up in the barn and build too.
Yeah.
Anyway, they turn them down.
And tell me, does the wasp have to eat the material that they build their nest and then build it out of it, or how do they process it?
I think I have read somewhere that they chew it and then spit it back up and it makes a kind of a fiber. There's something in there.
Well, they have to do something.
Yeah.
There's some
kind of chemical juice in their mouth and they'll eat a piece of wood or something, and just like almost like you make paper. They make a pulp out of it and then they put it back. Well, it's almost the same thing. Of course, the hornets do that.
Yeah.
That nest they make looks just like gray paper. What about a big green thing that has, an insect that has big back legs and it hops? And we used to say it would spit tobacco.
We have colim, devil's horse, and everything that you can think of, I guess. Okay. Long legs.
Yeah. What about the little fish?